No, I won't touch it. Okay. Well, ever since you asked me to speak, I couldn't think of anything, you know. So I'll just try and ramble on now and talk about my favourite subject, which is me, because I know more about me than anything else. So anyway, when I started out, I was a bit little small guy, and I went to school and I was very stubborn and not very clever. So I didn't learn too much, but I wasn't the most stupid guy in the class. So I grew up to be a stubborn teenager who had a knack of getting into trouble and fighting people and going out and turning up the youth club until I eventually reformed. Then I became a good, hard-working, regular good citizen. Well, at least my idea of a good citizen. Until suddenly one day something cracks and I find myself being called a beatnik, a hippie, and as some hippies like to call themselves, intellectuals. Now these people, I've found in this last few months, are the biggest bunch of phonies of the lot, because they all have ideas and pet theories, you know, they keep to themselves, and then they tell everybody else about their theory on life and how things should be, which is all very fine, but they don't mean anything when they're finished. For instance, in Smokey Joe's in Gibraltar, there was me, another guy called Brian, and a girl, this other lad, I don't know their names, but a skinny girl with glasses. So Brian's talking to her when I got in there, and he said something about reality. So then she decides, oh my God, what is reality? I mean, you know, what is reality? So she starts talking about reality. In her mind, this all means something, you know. It's not like any normal yob might talk about money or argue about things he has to do to keep his family going, because this kind of thing is obviously stupid. I mean, who wants a family? Why should people work for anything when you can just bum around all the time? Of course, the trouble is, they don't seem to realize that somebody, somewhere, has to work, otherwise they couldn't be sat in Smokey Joe's and they'd just be living in a cave somewhere, long hair and, you know, loincloths and things. And I find these people very amusing. Then they go around and they look at everybody else and they seem to think everyone else is stupid. But I just wonder sometimes what happens to these bums when they get about another 10 years old, or they get 30, maybe 40. What happens then? Do they go to work like everybody else, or do they just keep on bumming around? I mean, I've no idea. Personally, in another few months, I go back home, I start work again. I want to start work for myself and try and build a business up. How the hell I'm going to do it, I've no idea. But I just can't see myself acting like I'm doing now and just wandering around, although I enjoy it quite a lot. But I've found times it's been rather depressing, and I've thought, even within a week of going away from home, I thought, gee, I wish I was back home. You know, and but on the whole, I quite enjoy myself, but I wouldn't like to do this for too long.
What's your name?
Oh, the name's Paul. Paul Sampson, yeah.
And where were you born and raised?
I was born in Oldham, and I lived there till I was 3. Then we moved to Shaw, another little town not far off, about 2-3 miles. I lived there till I was 7. Then we moved back to Oldham again for about another 18 months. Then we moved to Chadderton. Oh, this is within a radius of about 6 miles, you know.
What does your father do?
Father, he has a little engineering shop mm-hmm. of his own, you know. He wanted me to work for him at one time, but I didn't fancy the idea of going working for Daddy because it didn't seem right. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it didn't seem right, but it just didn't do.
And where did you go to school?
Just an ordinary infant school. I went to one was St. James's in Shaw. Oh, that was a junior school I went to.
And what do you mean by a youth club?
A youth club, it's, well, before I left school and just shortly afterwards, there were a crowd of us, you know, we used to go, it's like a church organisation, so you have to go to the youth mm-hmm. fellowship on Sunday nights and go to church as well. Mm-hmm. And they organise it so you have at least one night a week where you can all go and meet and mm-hmm. there's different things go on. Sometimes they have someone give you a lecture and you could ask them questions of one thing and another. Mm-hmm. You know, and they all had their own ideas on how things should be and what we should do and what we shouldn't do, you know.
How old are you?
Call it 21, because I will be on Tuesday.
Great.